Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, hey, good morning, and thank you, buddy, good friend, Isaiah, my grandson. Thank you always, as you do, introducing this show to our 40,900-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this listener-supported radio. And we just thank you for your ears and for your time and for your tuning in and listening. And, you know, we're excited to be able to share with you today. Our topic is developing a winning business culture. We had a big event that we hosted in our business this past weekend, Saturday, yesterday. Got something that we call a Super Saturday. We brought in $1 million earner, Mr. Malcolm Alexander, out of the Washington, D.C. area. I mean, it's just like, ooh, just share so much information. And we'll get into some of that in tomorrow's show. We'll share some of that throughout the course of what I've already had planned for the day. And it just was a great, great weekend. We brought on some new business partners and just, you know, really helped reaffirm the fact that we are on the right track. When I say we, I'm talking about, you know, me and my wife are doing it. And other people that are involved in this industry of working from home and how to be on the right track. And you know, it starts with something I want to share this morning. And it all starts with, love yourself, then give away all the love you feel today. Love yourself, then give away all the love you feel today. We have, for those that have been listening for some time, you know that me and my wife also have a 501c3 nonprofit. We work with young people. And a lot of things that we do with young people, try to get the adults to focus in on too. Because as Mr. Alexander said yesterday, you know, when he was 13, he was young. He said, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be a millionaire. So when you got 40, you ain't say that no more. I'm going to get by. I'm going to make it. I'll be all right. Ain't mad if I get rich or not. As long as I can pay my bills, I'm happy. What happened? Got beat down. That's what happened, going on a beat down. Somebody gave you, as people say, in certain vernaculars, you know, somebody gave you a beat down. Beat you down from dreaming to just surviving. But it all starts with something we teach the children. I'm going to do the right thing because I love myself. I'm going to do the right thing because I love myself. See, if you love yourself, you're going to do the right thing by yourself. And by doing the right thing by yourself, you're going to do the right thing by others. But it all starts with love yourself, and then give away all the love you feel today. See, when you love yourself, you can share yourself. The reason we have a lot of the problems we have in the world today is because there's not a lot of sharing going on. People scheming, plot, how to get over on folk, not a lot of sharing. As the late Zig Ziglar said, help other people get what they want, and you'll get what you want. Again, that falls around that principle of love. And all of that is about how to develop a winning business culture. What is culture? Culture is, you know, a way that you do things. System of habits, beliefs, and the way that you do things. And, you know, to develop a winning business culture, love is a main ingredient, you know. You know, and you have to have positive self-esteem. What is understand that self-development is a lifetime program. Woo! See, that's what happens. Well, so you get that beat down. See, winners understand self-development is a lifetime program. You know, too often I have people that come into the business, you know, and we're working with them, and you know, we start a training program and see what I got that, you know, I don't need that no more. I've heard that lecture before. I read that book. Did you comprehend it? People say, you got the book and you underline it and you read it and you're going back through it. I say, yeah, sometimes I might read a book 30 times. Each time I get something new out of it. See, personal development is a lifetime program. But since we live in a microwave society where we want instant everything, even want instant success, some of us are not willing to do the work, not willing to pay the price, willing to do the work to get what we want. See, when you examine quote-unquote people that we call losers or low achievers, an attitude of low self-esteem seems to be the root of their problems. See, they just don't believe. And that won't happen for me. See, that's what happens, you know, so you're young, and wow, you know, you the world, you set the world on fire. You know, you ever ask yourself, and this is not knocking people or putting people down, I never intend to berate anybody or lower anybody. You know, don't have to push other people down to push myself up. But always, you know, and I've been on this for a long time, when I go into certain McDonald's and I go into Walmart and I see the 65-year-old people there that's working, I know something didn't go right in whatever the scheme of things that they was looking to get done, because I know there's no way in their 40s they said, I'm going to be the greeter at Walmart and I'll become a senior. You know, if you're wealthy and you decide you wanted to volunteer there to do that, that's different. But I mean, to actually do that in terms of a job, going back to work, see, there's something going on in this country, and it's the displacement of people. The displacement of people. And we have people who worked their whole life through this 40-40-40 plan, 40 years of work at 40 hours a week to retire for 40% of what they made. The cost of living is constantly going up and going up and going up and going up and going up, and people not able to keep up with it, and it forces them to do other things. And that's why, again, this show, Home Based Business 101, where we give you nuggets and information. And for those that send us texts and get on our email list and get personal information from us, you know, on how to win in business from working from home. Yes, I do this radio show from the comfort of my home. Remember when I first wanted to go into radio? And I was looking to spend money to go into do a show on a major radio station in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area, you know, and I had some folk that was going to put up the money to buy my airtime. That would have had to go into the studio and had a certain amount of money I had to put out. And folk that, you know, you had to get to sponsor you if you didn't have the money. And, you know, and then even with that, the best I was going to get was 90 minutes on a Saturday. So that's good. That's prime time. That's Saturday. I still want to develop my own listening audience. You know what I mean? You have people that turn radio on and they skip around and they pull up channels and now and then you'd have some folk to tune in or you get other people to listen in. But technology changed all of that. When the people created this format, Blog Talk Radio, I remember family members saying, hey, you got this thing called Internet Radio. You might want to check it out. I know you said you wanted to go on radio. And I checked it out in November 2007 and been loving it ever since. Because, why? I get to do it from the comfort of my home. Set up my own studio in my house. Do my research, get my information together, go on the air and broadcast. And obviously it has some value because 40,900 of you have tuned in and said, I'm getting something for this, and we appreciate something that you're getting out of this. We really, really, really do. And so it's important that you really understand how to get the most out of what's going on. And it's a great, great, great feeling. Great feeling, great feeling, great, great feeling. And what you want to be able to do is you want to be able to develop those type of connections. And when you develop those connections, you're able to really develop yourself and share with others. And when you share with others, you are able, hold on 1 second, I had a text that came in. Okay. All right. Yeah. So I was saying, you know, you want to be able to share with others, and as you share with others, you want to be able to elevate people because it's so, so important just to be able to do that. And again, as I start off, you know, saying do the right thing because you love yourself. It all ties into positive, positive, positive self-esteem. As you tie in the positive self-esteem, then you're able to get a lot of things done. See. And if you want to develop a winning business culture, then to develop and maintain that positive self-esteem, you need to find pleasure and pride in your current profession rather than looking for greener pastures elsewhere. This is the philosophy of mining your acres of diamonds right now, right where you are. Making changes in your internal reactions rather than searching for external stimuli in a new environment. What do you have that's working for you right now? What are your acres of diamonds? And I'm pretty sure most people listening are familiar with the story. It's about a gentleman who was a farmer, and he had these peculiar-looking rocks on his farm, and he had these very, very peculiar looking rocks, you know, they were very, very peculiar to him. But he heard about diamonds. And he had these rocks on his farm that he didn't know what they were, and it just didn't make no sense to him. He didn't, you know, he looked at them, he didn't understand what they were. And he sold his land to go on a search to find diamonds. And he got frustrated through this journey of trying to find diamonds, and eventually threw himself in the river. He killed himself. The person he sold his land to, when they looked at the peculiar rocks and had them uncut, found out that this man owned the land that had one of the largest areas of diamonds, but he didn't know what a diamond looked like in its raw form, uncut. So thus, he didn't know that he had acres of diamonds. And he went searching for what he wanted somewhere else. It also takes me back to one of my favorite movies as a child, The Wizard of Oz. And those of you that are familiar with that movie, you know the scene in the end, where she asked Dorothy to click your heels 3 times and say, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. What is your home? Because that's where you're going to find the keys to developing a winning business culture for your business. See, what are your acres of diamonds? What is it that you have an abundance of that you've been overlooking? It's something you got. It's something you got. Something you got that will take you where you want to go. You're just overlooking it right now. That's the whole moral of the story of Acres of Diamonds. See, the fox and the grapes. The fox got grapes in his mouth. He looks in the river, sees the reflection, sees, doesn't know it's his reflection. Sees, you know, that, and he drops the grapes out of his mouth to go for the ones that he sees the reflection of, and he loses it all. Loses it all. Loses it all. Wow, what can I say? What can I say? Just lose it, lose it, lose it. I mean, there's so much that we need to get done in developing this winning business culture. But it all starts with that four-letter word, L-O-V-E, love. Love yourself. I'm going to love myself so I can do the right thing. I'm going to love myself so I can share with others. I'm going to love myself so I can bless others. See, and you want people to be able to focus in on some things. And here's some steps that can really help you with developing that winning business culture. Dress and look your best at all times, regardless of the pressure from your friends and peers. Personal grooming and lifestyle appearance provide an instantaneous projection on the surface of how you feel inside about yourself. One of my mentors says all the time, he says, hey, even when you're just going out the house, running to the grocery store to get stuff, he says, look sharp. You never know. He said, remember, you're building a business. So that one day that you look like, you know, who did it and why, might be the day you bump into somebody that would have been a great business partner for what you want to do, but you just didn't look like a business owner. So he says, dress and look best at all times. So that's important. Volunteer your own name first in every telephone call whenever you meet someone new. By paying value to your own name in communication, you are developing the habit of paying value to yourself as an individual. Hi, my name is. And how do you do today? All these are steps to help you with developing that winning business culture. Take inventory of your good reasons for self-esteem today. Write down your bag. That's blessings, accomplishments, and goals. Blessings, who and what are you thankful for? Accomplishments, what have you done that you're proud of so far? Goals, what are your dreams and ambitions of? Respond with a simple, courteous thank you when anyone pays you a compliment for any reason. If you pay your compliment, it's, oh, it wasn't nothing. No, it was something. Thank you. Thank you for the compliment. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. Sounds a simple thank you. It's all that needs to be said. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Respond. Sit up front in the most prominent roles when you attend meetings, lectures, and conferences. For the purpose, you're going to listen, learn, and possibly exchange questions and answer with the key speakers. It's like yesterday. Most of the people came in, they sit in the back, and then the presenter said, you know, we paid a price to be able to ride in the front of the bus, but yet we all still want to sit in the back. So, you know, the $1 million seats are up here in the front, and everybody kind of moved to the front of the room. But, you know, whenever you come into something, always sit up front. Come in and sit up front. So important. Remember, you want to better develop yourself a winning business culture. You sit up front. See other people are sitting up front. They're going to ask you, what do you do? Always walk more erectly and authoritarily in public with a relaxed but more rapid pace. It has proven individuals who walk erectly and briskly usually are confident about themselves and where they're going. See, people do not want to follow, as Art Williams used to tell us in A.L. Williams, people do not want to follow a dull, disillusioned crybaby, always complaining about something. Nobody's going to follow you. You want to develop a winning business culture? People got to know that they're dealing with somebody that's very, very confident, self-confident. Set your own internal standards rather than comparing yourself to others. Keep upgrading your own standards. You know, and as you keep upgrading your own standards, lifestyle and behavior and professional accomplishments and relationships. Don't compare, compete. Use encouraging affirmative language when you talk to yourself and to others about yourself. Focus on uplifting and building adjectives, adverbs. Everything you say about yourself is subconsciously being recorded by others and, more importantly, by your own self-image. We have something that we go over with our young people. We say, hey, speak, say, do something good. Speak something good, you know. You know, hey, I'm going to speak something good. I'm going to do something good. I'm going to think something good. Think, speak, do something good. That's the steps that you need to do. Think something good, speak it, then do it. Keep a self-development plan ongoing at all times. Sketch it out on paper. The knowledge you require, the behavior modifications you achieve, the changes in your life that will result. Seek out the real winners in life as friends and role models. Misery loves company, but so does success. Hey, if you hang around five broke people, who's going to be the sixth one? You. You hang around five negative people, who's going to be the sixth one? You. I avoid negative people like the plague. Now, some people tell me, you're antisocial. No, I'm not. I just choose to hang around positive people. If, you know, and if you're negative, and I take you off my list, it's because I don't have time for your energy to drain me. I just can't let you do that to me. I can't let you destroy my life. So you have to have a self-development plan. You're working on it at all times. Remember, self-development is a lifetime piece. You've heard us go over that with John Maxwell's book on growth. It's not something you just do. Okay, I did the growth thing. I finished that. No. And last but not least, smile. In every language, in every culture, it is the light in your window that tells people there's a caring, sharing individual inside, and it's a universal code for I am okay, you're okay too. I see so many people with frowns on their face all the time. I even had people ask me, what you so darn happy about? Well, if nothing else, I'm alive and breathing. What are you so daggone miserable about? You wouldn't understand. They cut my lights out. I've had mine cut out before and just found a way to get the money to pay it. It ain't the end of the daggone world. It ain't no reason for me to become mean. Ain't no reason to become a criminal. Tell me you don't understand. You know, I got to do such and such. Well, you ain't got to rob to get it. See, you just a negative person. I can show you how to get it, the money you need, in an honorable fashion. But do you want to work for it? You work for it and you do crime. Do you want to work for it in a positive way? Smile. Just smile. Be happy. Don't be sad. Hey, and that's going to bring us down to conclusion of our show today. Again, we hope you got something out of what we shared today. We're going to close out with our theme song here in a second. Remember, throughout the course of the week, if you listen to this in the archives or whatever, we have a simple formula. If you have questions, comments, or you'd like to get more information about the information we share here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. All you got to do is send a text to 252-406-0774. That's a text to 252-406-0774. Include it at your email address, your question or your comment, and we will be more than happy to get back to you. Hey, we love sharing this show. We love what we do here, and we just want to be a blessing to people. Hey, so God willing, the creek don't rise. Be back on here tomorrow morning as we are going to be focusing on this week, the life and times of George Sapira, and we'll be going through parts of his book called Black Folks' Guide to Making Big Money in America. I haven't posted it on the website yet, but it will be up before the day is out. And, hey, tune in tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Until then, hey, make it your time because it is my time. Give it in. There are choices.